There are lots of fighting in the city, airstrikes, shelling. The situation is complete chaos. Unfortunately, up to now, we received 500 wounded and 55 deaths already at the hospital we are supporting with Ministry of Health. So we can see that really fighting is very heavy. And unfortunately, the civilian population is really the one who is suffering the most of this fighting inside the city.
Tell me about the location of your hospital. I know you have a pediatric hospital for children near the conflict zone. What is happening there?
Yeah, so we are supporting two hospitals in El Fasher. I could say that we were supporting two because one of them is a pediatric hospital, so for children. And unfortunately, on Saturday night, there was an airstrike just in front of the hospital. And then the roof collapsed, the ICU, and two children died from there. And also one patient there and another one co-patient was there. So there were 3 days like this with this collapse of roof. And now the hospital is completely closed because it's absolutely not functional, completely destroyed. So already there is no more pediatric hospital in El Fasher. So there are really no ways or places for children being sick to be taken in charge at the moment in El Fasher. The second hospital is South Hospital, where there are all the surgeries. And now there are lots of surgery performed already with these 500 wounded that were received there in less than a week.
Amid the overwhelming casualties, and tell me about your resources and what appeal do you have right now?
Yeah, so the problem that in terms of resources, first of all, in terms of human resources, there is just one more surgeon staying in the hospital now. The other surgeons, they are gone from Al Fasher. So now he's the only one performing all the surgery necessary. So it means that there are lots of wounded. They are not operated yet because of the lack of human resources. And of course, the staff, they cannot move freely inside the city with all of this fighting. So it's quite difficult in terms of staffing and human resources. Then in terms of supply, that will be a very massive challenge because, of course, trucks now to move them, it will be very difficult and lots of negotiation with the warring parties. And with the current situation with so many wounded, of course, we are already almost finishing all our stock that we have already present in El Fasher. So it's also very worrying from that side because maybe very soon in the coming week or 10 days, we won't have any more surgery elements, items to really perform the surgeries for all the wounded and also, of course, in the emergency room and everything. So it will be really difficult. The supply side, it's a massive one in the coming days and weeks.
You say you are in communication with the warring parties, the Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces who are attacking the town of Al Fasher. What are you telling them?
So there are many different things to, unfortunately, to be discussed. One is, of course, protection of civilian, protection of the health facilities, because even today there are lots of weapons inside the hospital. It's not respected as such.
That means people healthcare. Come in with their weapons, like fighters.
Yes. Yes, so yes, people enter the hospital with weapons. So it means that even inside the hospital, it's not safe and it's not easy then for the staff to do the healthcare because of this situation. So of course, all this we discuss with all the warring parties that health structures, they should be respected. Civilian, obviously, they should be respected. And this is not what we are seeing on the ground now. Of course, we are also discussing about the free movement for us. So meaning for our teams to go back and forth because, of course, this is one of the main issues when you move, the risk of being attacked or to be at the wrong moment at the wrong place. So all this we are discussing with warring parties. But unfortunately, our work at the moment is still very, very dangerous.
And if the fighting does not stop, it seems the Rapid Support Forces, they are determined to enter Al Fasher and take over this last standing major town in Darfur. If that happens, what are the implications for your work and for the humanitarian situation in general?
Yeah, so the problem is that what we are foreseeing now is a lot of fighting. And if it's a lot of fighting inside the city, it will mean a very high mortality. Of course, there will be a lot of death. It will be really a deadly fighting because inside the city there are still a lot of people there. We think that maybe around 1.5 million are still in Al-Fashir, so it's a massive city. And then, of course, because the targets are really like almost everywhere, so it means that they are targeting everything. So it means that we could imagine, unfortunately, a lot of death. And with all the difficulty for supplying and so on, it would be really difficult to continue doing our job there in Al-Fashir. So we can see that if the fighting doesn't stop, it will really create a complete chaos and it will create lots of death.